Loving greetings, my friends, from the Science of Mind Spiritual Center, a global community in unity. I thank you very much for choosing to join me today. A beautiful day that the Lord hath made, and we are glad in it. Let's make this day a day of giving and living by filling our hearts and minds with love and gladness, and let that spirit of joy and happiness, gratitude and compassion pour out of us onto the world as we fulfill our mission in making the world a better place, spirit to spirit. If you would like information about our center, please go to our website at somspiritualcenterla.org. You can enjoy listening to the meditations and talks online or on podcast, or look around to see what interests you. You may still register for the next 7-week course of classes if you do so by 4 p.m. this Wednesday, October 4th. We Zoom every Wednesday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. If you want to be happy and healthy and prosperous, creatively self-expressed, have harmonious working relationships, this class is for you. This is really about committing to the fullness of life. For some, it will be recommitting at a deeper level to life and discovering what being happy and healthy and prosperous, self-expressed, and having working relationships mean to you now at this particular point in your journey of life. There's no set fee for the class. We do ask that you make a meaningful love offering upon registering. And again, you may register on our website at somspiritualcenterla.org or from our weekly email blast we send, or you may go to office at somspiritualcenterla.org and register. If our message inspires you, if you feel a little bit more encouraged to live your vision and your dreams, my intention is that it does that and much, much more, please consider donating to our center, and you may give at any time and any amount, automatically, weekly, monthly, this is up to the individual. Each and every donation is appreciated and makes a difference. When you give from heartfelt gratitude, you're confirming that you're in the divine flow of abundant living. Consistent and meaningful giving are important to you because when you give to where you're spiritually nurtured, it comes back to you, multiplied abundantly in many wonderful ways. It's important to our center because your giving helps support the expansion of this spiritual center as we continue to fulfill our organizational responsibilities, and it allows others to expand and prosper through the many organizations that we support. You may donate with a credit card through PayPal, from our website, or from the weekly email blast we send, or by mail, and our mailing address is 14431 Ventura Boulevard, number 586, Sherman Oaks, California, 91423. I want to thank you very much for being an active and supportive part of our global spiritual family. Your individual participation and contributions make a difference to many, far and wide, in so many, many wonderful ways. Here is one of those ways. This week, we are donating to Team Rubicon, which recruits military veterans to use their skills in providing emergency services in response to natural disasters throughout the world. This Sunday's donation will help support Team Rubicon's work in Florida after Hurricane Idalia and its recovery efforts in Morocco after the devastating earthquake. I thank you in advance for giving to us so that we can give to Team Rubicon. Email me if you feel like it. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know where you're listening from, what's going on in your life. My email is faithfilled2@aol.com. And now if you'll join me in the opening treatment, if you can just get quiet wherever you might be and sit back, let's take a couple of deep breaths. We are one with the divine, that which created us, and we are the expressions of this divine presence, power, mind, and intelligence. We are united in love, peace, and harmony. Open and receptive to the Word, and the Word is God, and the Word is truth. We are lifted up with a new dedicated focus that is very clear, guided by this Holy Spirit, this deeper mind within us that is guiding everything through our consciousness and removing anything in opposition to truth. We're gratefully alive, alert, and awake with the spirit of renewal. And as we gratefully accept the power of these profound words as the absolute truth, I want you to always know and remember that there's a power within you. It can lift your life to its highest level. It can change illness into health. It can bring success out of failure and victory out of defeat. It can bring companionship and happiness out of loneliness. It will respond to you. It is the power within you, and so it is. Our theme for the month of October is celebrating the harvest of the soul, and today's topic is soul tools for the inner harvest. And just as we use physical tools for practical purposes in everyday life, so are there soul tools for harvesting the richness of our spiritual birthright. A daily practice of spiritual mind treatment, integrity, gratitude, compassion, and generosity are tools that serve us in reaping a rich harvest of inner fulfillment. Are you ready to commit to tilling the soil of your consciousness? Well, I know you are, or you wouldn't be listening. So as we increase our awareness, we become conscious of spirit. Its nature is more fully expanded in our lives. Eric Butterworth wrote, "Awareness builds consciousness." Ernest Holmes wrote, "In our use of spiritual mind treatment, a term that we use to define affirmative prayer, we must always keep in mind the fact that the higher form of intelligence governs the lower." In using treatment, which is the short version for spiritual mind treatment, we consciously use a natural energy, intelligence, creativity at the level of our consciousness, our recognition, and feeling of it. Spiritual mind treatment is based on the idea that there's an intelligent law in the universe which receives the impress of our thoughts as we think them and then acts upon them without question, without argument, and without rationality. So treatment is simply creating things through mental means. We must not remain at a standstill because expansion is a necessary part of our growth. The law of increase is always actively at work. The divine ideas within us will not permit us to remain static or unconscious. It pushes through us into a larger expression of itself. Now, we don't deny the reality of things as they are. What we do is we raise our thought. We raise our conscious awareness to a level of greater perception and acceptance of the spiritual source of all substance and supply, and declare that out of it, our desired good is manifest in our present experience. What does all that mean? Well, for example, in order to increase our income, we must increase our capacity to express. If our supply at the present moment seems inadequate, then we must create a receptivity for a larger supply and increase our ability to express. Also, to receive. Think of consciousness as a container. How much good or supply can your consciousness hold? We may not know how we can increase or expand. We may not see any channels through which an increased activity could come. However, meditation creates in our consciousness the idea which is to be accepted. Just like our thoughts, just like doing spiritual mind treatment. So this God power within us reveals to us those avenues necessary for our expression. Our creative word can provide the necessary channels, but we have to expand, we have to grow and become more in order to have more. Become more, what do I mean by that? Become more compassionate, more grateful, more of all the positivity in life, if positivity is what we are attracting. Our creative word provides the necessary channels. Whatever we desire, whether it's large or small, we work to establish in our consciousness the equivalent of the thing we want to see expressed. You can't say little and expect all this greatness to come to you. You have to become great in order to attract and express greatness. Everything is fulfilled in accordance with its creation in mind. Treating, praying, that's not influencing the mind of God. It's our method of changing our conscious awareness in order that we may recognize the power of mind and then manifest those desires or conditions which we seek to fulfill. You don't get that by complaining. You don't get that by blaming other people and making everything outside of yourself wrong. You have to use this as a soul tool so that you're consciously using it to treat yourself, because we can't treat anything else. We're not treating God. But sometimes we have the attitude that if we could just pray or treat loud enough, then God would hear our prayer and grant our request. If an individual is seeking health, you can't assume if I can make God realize how badly I need this health, then God will hear me. It just doesn't work that way. That's not correct mental activity. Correct mental activity recognizes that we're fundamentally a perfect idea, and that within every individual is a power that is complete, that is God or life or truth or mind or intelligence, of whatever it is that we're seeking to bring out as a tangible experience. So if we're going to bring through health, we can't ask God to make us well, for the simple reason that we're affirming and denying at the same time and are attempting to make something out of nothing. We get health when we consciously realize that health is the principle of good, the principle of mind. That goes for everything. Treating is creating the recognition in our own mind of the perfect state of health or wealth, which belongs to us, which already exists in the real self. See, you can't depend on people, places, or things outside of yourself. It's not their job to bring you health and to bring you wealth. That's your job to recognize that it already exists in your consciousness. So through the recognition of the reality of, let's say, health, our treating is then effective, and health is established as a definite and positive manifestation. If in the method of treating, you're reaching out for health, then again, you're pushing health further into the background. You reach only, please hear this, you reach only into your own inner consciousness. Health, wealth, love, whatever it is, exists now as a potential, as a latent power. It only awaits our recognition to bring it forth. You have to say, I right now bring forth in my consciousness health, wealth, perfect organization, whatever it is you're working on. See, most people are seeking their good outside of themselves. And when they don't get it outside of themselves, they complain. And even when they do get it outside of themselves, they complain. You know why? Because they didn't really, within their own consciousness, up-level enough to attract it or manifest it. See, even gifts that are given to people, they can't appreciate the gifts that are given to them because they don't have the consciousness to receive them. And when they do receive them, they're not in a consciousness of gratitude. Expecting good to come to you from somewhere out there, like over the rainbow, whether it's peace or joy or great love that they're expecting in some mysterious way, expecting the thing they seek is going to come to them. No, a scientific approach must be scientifically correct. It is the recognition that within the consciousness of each individual, which is you, now is the perfect wholeness, the substance, the life out of which one can produce the perfect manifestation of the self. Then our awakening is the expression of our individuality, and it's by making our personal claim that we shall be that which we desire to be. In the personal recognition of the power, we've opened the channels of our being, which makes it possible for divine mind, deeper mind, to express its divinity and its wholeness within us. There ain't no free ride. Now, God doesn't withhold. It is us, our mind that limits us, not God. You know how you limit your mind? You depreciate things, you depreciate people, you blame people, and you keep making other things responsible for you and what you did or could have, should have done. The principle of intelligence is always seeking to fulfill itself in you. Intelligence can't force its ideas upon your consciousness. You are an individual idea, and therefore, it's your recognition that the only obstruction there is in your own thought. I'm sorry, that's the bad news for a lot of people. The only limitation, the only obstruction that ever happens is in your own thought. You thought it, you've either brought it from the past that it's going to happen, or you're just pessimistic enough that it happens. The purpose of life must be for the self to be joyously and spontaneously and harmoniously expressed. It has to be. And the other purpose has to be that we get better and better every day. Let's not think of harmony as merely a state of mind in which there's no discord. Because a piano is not emitting discord doesn't mean that it's giving forth harmony. Its silence would not be harmonious. Harmony, and let this reach you deeply, requires a definite projection of sound. The harmony of our being is a definite consciousness in which we're putting our best into everyday living, wherever it is you are. Just because we may not be quarreling with our neighbors or arguing with our family doesn't fulfill the law of harmonious living. When we are helping, giving encouragement, restoring the vision to someone who is struggling, or assisting a person into a new expression of success, we're giving forth something of ourselves. The harmony of our being demands a positive projection of consciousness. We project our ideas. The expression would then bring a sense of joy to all. The harmony of our being always manifests in joyous living. And the more conscious we become of God, the greater the activity in our experiences. If we don't have our good, then we haven't claimed it. So we must clear up our minds, go back and affirm that we're so conscious of our good that our good always fulfills itself, not the opposition. Imagine if we could get the whole race to assume that attitude. We would have no problems in government. As we make our declarations of what we know ourselves to be, we must always make the declaration that we're one with the great principle of intelligence. This isn't about your IQ. This is just about the great principle of intelligence that is everywhere present. And then remember, my thought is not my thought. It's the divine mind thinking in me and through me. If you're on the negative side of that, that's something else thinking through you. That's your ego mind. That ego mind is edging God out. And that ego mind is always about justifications, reasons and excuses, denial, defense. You will never move forward. You are trapped in right where you are, stuck in mud, and most likely will go backwards. There's only one thing to treat ever. And that is your consciousness, your mind, your beliefs. Through the power of treatment, which is affirmative prayer, you can establish within your mind that which you want as a motivating power of your mind. Then, through displacing any thoughts you don't want to energize in your experience, you eliminate those thoughts. But you have to stop talking about them. You have to stop acting them out. You have to grow up. If you don't want a thought to become part of your experience, you have to stop thinking it, stop speaking it, stop giving it energy. In treating, we get still. We relax. We're not tense. You don't have to force yourself to listen to yourself. Each individual who thinks into their own consciousness is thinking into the reality within themselves. If you're treating your awareness of your real self in order to see the reality to come through, you're readying yourself for your demonstration, and it's your awareness that must be ready. You have to be ready, because everything you want, all that you've been asking the universe for and dreamed of, is readily available by means of your consciousness. Make a commitment today to yourself to keep tilling deeply the soil of your consciousness. Thank you. Now please join me in the closing treatment. As we enter into the consciousness of oneness, we're recognizing God, infinite good, as the only presence and power surrounding us now. And the word I speak dissolves negativity, thoughts of lack or limitation, and all fear. This infinite power is the only power in our life, and it's the power in control right now. The law that governs our life is the law of good. Its nature is all good, all loving, and all powerful. It's always operating on our behalf and for our greatest good. It heals and it works in wondrous ways that we know not of. When we connect with it, it works. All things are possible to those who believe. We are God expressing as perfection. We can never be out of the presence of the Almighty or far from its perfection. It's right there, always ready to guide us, direct us, and protect us. Let us right now go to a higher place in consciousness. Take the path to the mountaintop. There we can see clearly. We can find peace and healing. We're grateful for this truth and for the power of it. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. All is well, and so it is. And now, my friends, you go forth as messengers of loving kindness, positivity, and success, giving encouragement and making known this truth so that your life continues to increase in value by simply sharing the value with someone else. Until next time, stay safe, be well, be kind, especially to yourself. Namaste.